Now we want to take a moment to address a scientific controversy we sparked when we invited astrologers to weigh in on a planetary alignment. That feature triggered a letter, which we read yesterday. It came from a listener in Hawaii, Ben Shore. Mr. Shore found the segment silly. He didn't think distant heavenly bodies could affect our lives and wrote, "The reality is that my dog has a greater gravitational pull on me than Saturn does."
Well, several listeners wrote to say, not so fast. Among them, Paul Caden Zamansky of Madison, Wisconsin. He writes, "Unless Mr. Shore has a very large dog or keeps his pet unusually close to him, this is not the case. A 90-pound dog, curled up in a ball 1 meter from a person, attracts each kilogram of that person's body with a force of 2.7 nanonewtons, while Saturn attracts each kilogram of that person's body with a force 5 to 10 times the pull of the quadruped. Thus, in terms of Newton's universal law of gravitation, Saturn has a greater impact on Mr. Shore's life than his dog, though I doubt this is also the case in emotional terms." NPR science correspondent Richard Harris joins us to arbitrate this dispute. Which one of these arguments carries the most weight?
Well, the second letter writer is correct. Saturn actually has a greater gravitational pull than a dog, given the parameters that he put in. Now, if the dog was only 1 foot away from him, the dog actually would have more gravitational attraction. But beyond that, pretty quickly, Saturn takes over.
And why is that?
That is because Saturn is very big compared to the dog. And so even though it's very far away, it has an enormous amount of gravitational attraction to it.
Now, what about if your dog is far away from you and running towards you and jumps on you?
Well, yes, after within a foot, the dog definitely takes over and wins the race here. Yes, the dog can have a much bigger influence on the moment-to-moment gravitational shifts on you. Or if you're sitting down and the dog's sitting in your lap, of course, you feel his weight very substantially. Although I must say in that point, the dog is cheating a little bit because he's using the gravitational force between himself and the Earth to create that force on you.
I don't feel any gravitational pull from Saturn, and I don't feel any gravitational pull from my dog. So does it matter?
No, it doesn't. And that's fundamentally the point here, that these things are so small, these forces, these effects, that they are really irrelevant.
Thanks very much, Richard.
My pleasure.
NPR science correspondent Richard Harris, and I guess the real test here is whether you have a sense of humor.